Really good Furman team, 34-24. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Said it, Rob. It's hard to spot a team 14 points with 2 minutes in the game. But I thought our guys once again have started to prove that the resilience, the overcoming adversity, getting back to the things that we do well, started to show itself. And as the game went on, we just started to, start making plays. Our running game picked up. Our defense started to play better, created turnovers, did a great job on third down conversions again, scored field goal at the end of half and then, or end of game, but scored a touchdown and got an interception. So started to play much better, indicative of, what we're capable of doing. But again, you give Furman a lot of credit. That's a good, good Southern Conference team, good FCS football team, but happy about the results and, looking forward to the next opportunity.
First question this afternoon from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Coach London. Thank you, Rob. Coach, what sticks out on that offensive line that has allowed both Darius and Bronson to have successful seasons so far? Very productive players. Thank you.
I appreciate that, John. Obviously, Captain Ryan McKenna, center, All-American, Charles Grant, Caden Lynch. We got some guys, we have some guys that have played together for a while. So the consistency of having an offensive line that has been there for a while and also has blocked for the Bronson Yoders and Malachi Emos and Darius Wilson, as you mentioned. So, the scheme that we run fits our personality, fits who we are. And I would say those guys up front, it all start, being an ex D-line coach myself, it all starts up front with that O-line and D-line. I think we've been able to have some really good players here that have done well, and Colby Sorsdale playing with Detroit, and opportunities that may be extended to some of the guys that we have now on this team, it helps as well. So very pleased about the ground game and the players that are committed to making this thing work.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thanks,
Go ahead,
John.
John. You have another? Are you good? All right. Next question from Dave Johnson. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Mike.
Dave.
I know you were pretty high on TJ McGill back in August, and he's obviously been off to a good start. What do you like about him? What's enabled him to step in and play like a veteran pretty much right off the bat?
Yeah, he's one of those guys we talked about that played, some last year, but has turned out to be a significant player, starter type of thing. That's kind of the story of a lot of teams that have their 6 year guys, the COVID year guys that have left. And now some of the guys that played, they were the backups. They came in, on your nickel, your dime, or your different packages. But he's that kind of guy that has demonstrated performance playing in games, but also in practice. And thus far, the sample size of games we played in now, he's done a really good job. He's a very highly aggressive, smart football IQ guy, athletic. And so he's done a really good job. We're going to continue to rely on him and his skill set to help us, as we move further into the conference schedule now.
I'm sure that, like most coaches, if not all coaches, you like that four game rule that came about recently. Did those 4 games he got to see, one of the which being at Virginia, that make a big difference in him in what he was able to gain in that year, a redshirt year?
Yeah, it helps because you're allowed to play 4 games, as you said. And, so there's in-game performance. There's, having to study because you might be the next man up. As we all know, injuries happen at any moment. So he stayed vigilant with that. Like I said, he's got a high football IQ, and he's highly aggressive when it comes to, as a safety being in the box or knowing what he has to do when he's in three deep or making the calls, getting this lined up. So having his ability and availability, will help us be a better football team. And, we're excited about his development, as he moves on and moves forward.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike, your next question from Sean Robertson. Go ahead, Sean.
Thanks, Rob. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, I wanted to ask, I know you had a got a new offensive coordinator this offseason, and I wanted to get your thoughts on how much more comfortable is he in calling the plays and scheme wise with the talent he has, and how much more comfortable the players are with him.
Yeah, Mario Accutelli has done a really good job as the offensive coordinator for us. I think one of the things, when you have consistency in your staff, even though we lost Christian Taylor to the Buffalo Bills, having a guy that knows our personnel, he recruited some of these players. He's been around, he knows our staff members. When Ted Hepter came in, he'd known Ted before. And so, Perry Jones was probably maybe the guy that didn't know him, but the philosophy of how you run the ball with an offensive line coach, who's also now the coordinator, that all fits. So I think the blend of all the coaches on staff offensively, Mario having been here before, coached, Charles before, it just helped with the synergy of what we got going on now. So very, very pleased. I think this game, close to 300 yards rushing, averaging 7.1 yards per carry. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you want, to have a mindset about. And like I said, the O-line and D-line, critically important. But having Mario and what he's done and how we go about doing it with the whole offensive staff has been a positive for us.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
You got a follow-up from Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike. If I look at the bios right, you and Coach Boykin overlapped a year at BC. Is that right?
Yeah, we were there together for a short period of time, and I've had a chance to kind of watch his development. Typical, an assistant coach that was a receiver coach, that was a running backs coach, that was a special teams coordinator, had been a head coach, and now he is the head coach, here at at Hampton. It's been fun to watch his progress. Proud of him. He does it the right way. I've known him for a while, and but we did spend some time together up there at BC.
Appreciate it.
Mike, talk about Hampton CAA opener on Saturday. They're off, certainly off to a good 3-1 start. What has impressed you when you start to look at them on film?
Yeah, they do another good job. I believe you look statistically right now in the CAA, they're the top of the, rushing and offensive production. The quarterback, Chris Ellis, he does a phenomenal job. Very athletic, can throw, can run. They're two running backs. I believe they're some of the high, they're up in the categories in terms of rushing yards per game as well. So I know they're committed to running the ball. And when you have a quarterback that can hand it off to talented running backs, and the quarterback can run it himself, then that makes it tough. But they put a really good sound offensive scheme on the field. Defensively changed a little bit from last year, but they've still got really good guys up front that complements their team. And again, their return game in terms of the punt, kickoff return, kickoff coverage teams, they're really talented as well. So it'll be it's a 6 o'clock game, I believe. It'll be a fun game. I know there'll be a lot of people here, not too far to travel from each school from there to here or there down to their place. And so we're looking forward to a great crowd and a great opportunity to represent the 757.
I was going to ask you about that. How many of your obviously with Hampton joining the conference, you're getting to see them on a more regular basis at school right down the road. And I'm going to guess that a lot of your players and their players that have backgrounds of playing against each other, how good is it to have this game?
Sure. I mean, it's good for college football. It's good for the fan bases on both sides. It's good for that stretch of 64 that connects us together. And it's good for our conference, So we're looking forward to it. I know a lot of people. I'm from down this area, from Hampton, Virginia. So a lot of our players are recruited in the Tidewater area, across the water, and over here on our side. So and like theirs are as well. So again, it's a good college rivalry game. The proximity, the people that we know, and so I'm looking forward to the game.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking.